Why don't you yourself, right?
Cugno!
I retire!
That's what happened to your friend.
So long, man. Have a good day.
Fuck you! Who put this thing together? Me!
You die, motherfucker!
We're doing 10 million, 15 million a month.
Oh, fuck you, man.
He said hello to my little friend!
Ninja Turtle, yo. I'm half Barney, half Ninja Turtle. I karate you, you karate me. Hi-ya!
$50 right now. One shot, you can't stop. $50. If you kill it, you get the whole money. Oh my god. Oh my god. Really?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
What the fuck is this world? What have they done to us?
What did they do to us?
What up, bro? Nope. Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And the gentleman over here, Mr. S'mores Hater, thinks that he's Corey Hart wearing his sunglasses at night in the house. Because it's just, he's too cool for school. This introduction made me high.
That's why I'm wearing my shades. It's still harvest season in my world.
Is it still? Are you,
Yep.
Are you still knee deep in the hoopla?
A whole lot of it, my friend.
All of the hoopla?
All of the hoopla. All of the hoopla. I am, toasted. La-di-da-di.
Who likes to party?
It's Wednesday, hump day. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the show.
I've never heard of these. Have you seen these names? Matt Grant.
What the fuck?
Oh, hi there.
Warren Pease, do you see this?
I mean, Matt is back, y'all. And he's whack, y'all.
Yeah,
and he's holding his big fat sack, y'all.
Matt, what's going on, buddy? How you been? How have you been?
Exactly. Randy said it for me. I'm hoopla.
You're hoopla-ing at the beach, too?
What are you hooping? Your forehead, that water bottle? What are you stretching it out for? You getting ready to sit on hairspray? You taking in a QP? What are you doing?
You boofing that Sprite?
Giving it to the old boof boff? Hey,
$50. Hey, I like the way, you know what I did like? I like the way that the camera automatically blurs out the logo, though.
Yeah.
No product placement.
No, we have product placement tonight, but we're waiting for Mike to get in here so he can do the ad read. Guys.
Hey, buddy.
It's Wednesday. We're not supposed to be live.
What are we? I mean, So I get this phone call, right? I get this phone call earlier. My partner in crime here, and good evening to you, Tiff.
Hello.
And my partner in crime, Brady, the s'mores hater. The s'mores hater, Brady. Brady hater.
I hate s'mores.
Why is that, before we get any further into
I don't like fat white marshmallows.
Is there another kind of marshmallow that you do like?
The little pink ones that you get at Christmas. Little pink ones.
Like nubbins, like nipples.
S'mores blow. Exactly. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, I will move on over the man of the hour, too sweet to be sweet and sour sauce, because he'd rather have sweet chili heat after he got off the phone with KJ. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the man rearranging his desk. Matt is back, but guess who else is back? This motherfucker.
Oh, he never left.
Oh, he was here the whole time. I forgot to bring him in.
Yeah, guys, I was asleep over there on the chair.
Hmm.
Is it a comfy chair? Is it a leather chair at least?
Wait a second. Do we need music again now? We need music again, right?
Why not?
Okay, so here, we'll do this.
I mean, Donnie seems to think you're a marshmallow racist.
Why is everyone getting on that tip this week? What's going on with everybody? But yeah, no, we had a phone call. We had some things happen. It's been an eventful day. The title of tonight's show is... Anybody actually look at the fucking title of the show or no?
Did anybody?
It's bother? Lawsuits of War. Release the hounds!
Well, it's time to go to court.
What?
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 It's time to go to court.
No. Oh. Joining us here.
What? Wait, hold the on. Gang's not all here. Why are you not here?
What do you mean?
What, Kate? Oh, wait, that's not. No, that's KJ. KJ, why are you not here?
That's just some guy.
KJ, pop in here. Get in here. I don't care if you're at work. Just
guys, KJ, come on.
Okay, I was still laughing about KJ's adventures on our last show. Oh, I actually said to Brady, have you heard of him, KJ? He said, no. I said, have you been looking at the news? I mean, should we be on full alert? KJ up a pole. Oh, man, there's a dude at the top of a crane. And he's saying, oh, we have a sponsor.
Bring me chicken strips. That's what he's asking for. That's his demand.
Motherfucker.
That's his demands.
What was that whole thing? Hi, Matt, by the way. How's it going, son?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for letting me out of the basement tonight.
No, man, listen, once in a while, I think it's good. It airs you out a bit, and you come back smelling fresh. Today's, by the way, we have a sponsor for tonight's show. Do you mind?
Go for it. I've been waiting.
Okay, here we go. I can't. The first line. Okay, hold on. This is serious because we don't want to lose our first sponsor.
Right. Yes, please. Okay. We've been losing them rapidly.
Do we have music for this? Maybe there should be some music.
Yeah, I can give you something. What are you feeling? Do you want to... Oh, you know what? We can do this. This
would be good. Wow, wow.
Yeah, this works. This would be fine. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Remember when you were old? The crackling sounds of a warm fireplace mimicking the sounds of your ankles in the invasive winter morning. The aroma of boiled laundry in a sink and the light foggy mist of menthols and sneeze particles drifting softly in the air. That's when you know a hearty West Texas breakfast is calling. Sizzling, searing bacon and ooey gooey cheesy grits never satisfies the most inner desires unless it's covered in the creamy, frothy lather of West Texas Southbound Baby Gravy. Sorry, Baby Gravy? What?
All right.
That's West Texas Southbound Baby Gravy.
How much did they okay, I hope they fucking... That I sounds delicious.
Wiping some of that baby gravy off your chin, huh, Matt?
No.
How'd you know?
I
gotta indulge in the sponsor.
Just one second. I want to shout out again. West Texas southbound baby gravy.
It's definitely so, like.
Are you sure there's not supposed to be a, is there a missing comma in the
West Texas
copy that was sent to you? Try it again.
West Texas southbound baby gravy. I don't think so.
My bad.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to West Texas southbound baby gravy.
I don't know if you can see this, but I got some on me earlier.
Oh God!
On my shirt.
You got baby gravy on you earlier?
I can't seem to get. I don't know if you can see the stain there. I can't seem to get that out.
Huh?
Anyway, be careful with your baby gravy.
Have you tried like just licking your fingers and rubbing it, and then licking your fingers again?
All right.
Yeah.
We definitely lost that sponsor, and I'm not even upset. But
hold on, just maybe if I just shout them out one more time. Remember back when you were old, good old West Texas southbound baby gravy has you covered. Mel, hold on.
Wait.
So I came back to have Mike struggle through an ad read?
I don't think I'm struggling through the ad read.
I think
covering you in baby gravy?
The product is questionable. Pardon?
They're willing to cover you in baby gravy?
That's West Texas southbound baby gravy.
They've got you covered in it.
We've got you covered.
Okay. Continue.
Use promo code. I don't know who picked this, but if you don't mind using the promo code to let them know we sent you to West Texas southbound baby gravy. TID swallow. TID swallow is the promo code.
You sons of bitches.
So welcome to that sponsor, and thank you for being with us.
Bless your hearts. Thank you for being a part of the Mailbonders.
West Texas, southbound baby gravy.
Spitting is just mouth squirting, okay?
And with that, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Welcome, Matt.
Don't forget, you can support the show by going to. How do we do that?
They go to
the bottom there.
PayPal.me/TidTalk. PayPal.me/TidTalk.
Oh, that's fine. So, what's been going on, boys? We kind of put this together last minute here, huh?
Well, we have a bit of piss and vinegar. A little bit of piss and vinegar in the system, and just figured, we'd get out some steam.
Well, you know what? The first thing is, when you're in a situation where you are dealing with legal matters, a couple of things. Well, I think you got to remember this. You're not necessarily, well, it is a fight. You're in a fight, but you've got to remain calm. Like, you have to. I can understand. You got to get some, no. Really, you should probably realize it's a fight, and you have to get angry unreasonably. That's my advice.
I felt like you went back in time mid sentence there.
You know what it was? Sometimes you get considering what you're going to say, and as you go, and it comes out chicken strips.
It was cool. It was a bit of like the Matrix breaking.
That happens on this show.
It does. Okay. Just don't use the magical name unless you want to get kicked out for the night.
Oh, I've got a great idea for this show. I'll be right back. Matt, don't go anywhere.
I don't think that was a possibility, was it?
Matt, I can see him in the TV. You can see his reflection. He's masturbating.
Or he's just taking his pants off. The horn just came out, apparently. Mm. I don't know if anybody heard that. Wow.
Yep.
What? I just got to get the right setting on this thing.
Okay. Okay, that's not a real hashtag that we're following.
It's a great hashtag. I forgot we have commenters.
That is not the hashtag that we're going to be starting trending on Twitter anytime soon, okay?
She's over here now. Boogaloogaloo. Whoop.
Mike is explaining like Dave Meltzer.
So I set up the cop lights to add some authenticity to this evening of litigious, of our legal problems. Not that the police are involved at this point.
Donnie even saying hello tonight.
Hi, Donnie.
What is going?
What the fuck is happening?
What do you mean?
Why do you have that?
Sometimes when I'm driving and somebody pisses me off,
fucking figured.
I get up behind them, right?
Dude, and they're like, your joke, like allegedly, right?
What?
Allegedly you do that.
Allegedly. Definitely allegedly.
Yeah, but it's good. Look at this. Like you're like, oh shit. I'm getting pulled over.
And I would beat your ass.
And then I drive up. And then I drive up on the shoulder of the road and get to where I need to go. like a gentleman does.
Dude, I would Steiner brother you right off the road.
Which one?
Hey, I wish KJ was here because I got a great story about Tid. I don't know.
Nope. What do you mean you've got a story about me?
Why can't me and Matt are just shit?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, of the story? What the fuck?
Why doesn't he get... Oh, because it's violence towards children.
Yeah, no, I wish... it's not that... No, but he could pretend they were children. We're driving along in my dad man van. The thing that I would haul my kids around.
What?
Relax. Stay with the story.
I'm sorry. All right. I got it.
And okay, you know what? I'm going to go back in time. This is years and years and years ago. And we were driving along in my dad man van. Myself, Tid, and our buddy George. And I'm not the greatest driver. I think you can tell I'm not that focused. So anyway, somebody needed to cut us off and make a comment. But the problem is, they pulled over and kind of like blocked the road and wanted to have an altercation with the nerd driving the dad man van. What they didn't see was in the back seat, we had a tattooed gorilla who had recently been scraped up by barbed wire in the ring, get out of the car and make the van do this when he did. And Tidwell made his way out of the van and said, "Stay right there," as the guys slid over the hood of their car to get back in their car. And he said, No, don't go anywhere. I don't want to have to chase you. I remember that clearly. That was from the past. That was a moment from the past.
Hashtag Tid swallows and beats ass, apparently.
Yeah, and then after that, he was like, guys, wait. I just wanted to, you know, anyway.
Tiff says, I don't think I speak Canadian. I don't have a clue what's happening tonight. Tiff, I speak Canadian and I have no idea what's happening.
All right.
So yeah, we were full of piss and vinegar. We're like, fuck it, let's go live. Originally it was myself and Chris. We're like, hey, we're just gonna do this. And then Matt Grant sent a message and he's like, my dick has been dry for months. And I'm like, what? And he's like, my dick's been dry for months. I'm like, what are you telling me this for? And he's like, I need to wetten it with a little bit of marijuana. So I'm like, holy shit, well, it's hump day, let's do this. We were already planning with all the piss and vinegar. We can get you wet there, Matt, because we already got some liquids out. Ooh. And then Mike rolled in and said we had a new sponsor. So we're here.
I think the whole thing started off. We were talking about all of the craziness that was going on or that is going on right now in the world of MMA.
Oh, my. Can we actually steer that into?
Yeah. We don't have a fucking show tonight. We're just sitting here shooting the shit, right?
No, Sunday we drop the law on Sunday. That's the show.
No. So we're talking about the UFC stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that like a fighter dropped, got injured, and in steps on short notice, Volkanovski to take the rematch against,
Islam
Makhachev.
So Oliveira, a former champ, he ended up, there was supposed to be a rematch. He falls out. Volkanovski versus Islam, which is the fight everyone wanted to see. Me and Tid were talking last night, this morning. Yay. Then
they can't find a fight because it looks like Paulo Costa has to pull out because he had to get one, but two, and now maybe three surgeries on his elbow that permits him from being able to fight next week. So they couldn't find a fight for
Khamzat
Chimaev. In steps on short notice, one former champion, Kamaru Usman. This card gets crazier and crazier. And then, the biggest fucking bombshell drops, in my opinion. USADA puts out a statement saying Conor McGregor has entered himself back into the USADA pool and will be eligible to fight as of January 1st, because as of January 1st, we are no longer doing business with the UFC.
Wow.
Which means the UFC is now going to be just like the WWE, jacked on fucking juice again.
So how is this going to work? How are they going to use like a wellness policy mentality?
Wow.
In so that world of fighting.
To me, I feel like this is the bigger move, and we were talking about this, and this is kind of what got us fired up. I think the bigger move is this is all being moved to Dubai.
I was going to ask you that.
Over the next couple of years. I do. There's lawsuits coming in with monopolies. Yep. I think Endeavor's going to Dubai. Yep. I think everyone's going to Dubai eventually. Any major entertainment company. I think Disney will stick around because they're a worldwide company, but any country-based entertainment company seems
to imagine if you looked at the books, Brady, you'd see that Disney's got a lot of Saudi and Emirate money.
It's a worldwide thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of true, man. If you take a look at the world of entertainment, a lot of it is making the move to Dubai. And like, they've created like this huge entertainment fund, it seems, that just keeps snatching up all of these major properties.
Dude, why did you write in the private chat, Tid, let's discuss Brady swallowing dick? Why did you write that?
Okay, because... Okay, that actually, just so you know, Brady, I don't know if Brady swallows dick, but his dick swallowed.
Mike, why'd you write that?
Because, you know why.
And when did you write that?
I wrote it like earlier in the day.
At 9:19, to be precise, if you look at the timestamp.
Thanks, Tid, for pointing out.
But I mean, it's supposed to be a private chat, Brady.
Yeah, it was between me and Tid.
Dare I say,
so yeah, that's what got us all fired up.
Yeah. So, what do you guys? How do you think? Being that I'm just like a cursory guy interested in this story from an entertainment perspective, what happens to Conor McGregor? Can this guy still fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if his body's going to hold up in a fight, but can he still fight right now? Fuck yeah. He was a next level fighter to begin with. So you'll always carry that with you. I think Muhammad Ali, even in his shaky days, probably could still knock you the fuck across the room if he wanted to.
This deal's been in play for a while. Why did it just come out so suddenly at this really poignant moment? Are they sending a message?
I think so. 100%. I think I would, if we're going to play assumptions, and that seems to be the fucking thing of the past couple weeks here, it's been the month of assumptions. I would assume that they basically fucking told him, you know, they told USADA, Connor's going through no matter what. Like, we don't care if he pisses fucking red hot. He's going through, he's going to fight, and we'll deal with it after the fight. Literally that night, if you want to, the same way we did with Brock. Like,
I think that was probably just the straw.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They've been dealing with shit. Like, every single week there's a fight. There seems to be USADA in the news, and USADA in the news for that. So they've been the fall guy.
And you filled me in
on UFC this entire time.
You filled me in on the Bobby situation.
Right? Yeah. So one of the fighters is even saying that like guys like Khabib and his camp are all allegedly hot as hell because allegedly they're doing all of their training inside of a mosque being Muslim.
And the USADA can't enter the mosque to test them.
Yeah.
So they can piss hot for a week or two.
Could you imagine if that was a thing that's actually going on?
So that's the kind of stuff that says, okay, you know what? This is out of our hands. And there's literally guys that are on things every day, new shit, that they don't even test for yet. And they start finding this out. Then they got to go back and burn them from like 5 years ago. And like, it's just there. It's a never non, it's a sport that people need to be on shit. Just let it be regulated. Give them all the TRT and let's watch some people rip some fucking heads off. Barry Bonds and fucking Mark McGuire style.
How ahead of the curve is doping to what is being tested, do you think?
Well, to answer Donnie, because that came up just before you finished that question, I sleep on pretty expensive sheets and I will fuck a neighbor up if I have to. So I don't know. I assume Connor probably still throws a mean hook. Mike, sorry, can you ask me that again?
Is that what Donnie was asking, or is he asking about Conor McGregor's girlfriend?
Well, she seems to always be pregnant lately, so I'm sure that he gets along fine.
His wife or his girlfriend?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's his business. Sorry.
No, I honestly, I didn't mean to pry. Conor's days are probably past him. I think a lot of drinking and cocaine really will catch up with you.
That's what I was going to say. All you hear about is the party. You know, he's fashion boy now, and I don't know. He doesn't seem like a fighter anymore. He doesn't seem to have that kind of same drive.
I think his Botox, and this is coming from a guy who loves Connor, I think his Botox is going to explode if they punch him in the face hard enough. That man has had a lot of work done over the past couple years.
Who has
it up right now? He looks like a fucking freak. Who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
Matt, look at Matt. I know he's gotten some Botox.
Matt looks like Earthworm Jim.
If Earthworm Jim just smoked half of the fucking harvest, Matt, what did you do to prep for tonight? Worked all day and then smoked all night? Yeah. You can talk, you know, I have a microphone, right? You're not producing the show anymore.
No, he thinks he's doing it through telepathy.
Oh, okay. That thing actually works. Okay, we're good.
Wow.
Hi guys.
Matt's got those like Matt's got those like Marty Feldman, you know what I mean? Big bulky eyes. So when he gets really red, it just totally he fucking sells himself out.
He's got the speed on the mic with the headset of somebody back in the day helping you from like AOL with your email. You know what I mean? He's got that kind of. Are you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. You know when somebody's helping you online and you're like, I think they left. I haven't heard anything on this call. And then suddenly, yeah, I'm still here. Well, what the fuck are you doing? I got that same vibe off Matt just now.
Anybody, speaking of AOL, anyone ever hook up with anyone or meet a bunch of people or meet gals through AOL Messenger back in the day?
What?
Chat rooms? Did anybody ever do chat rooms where you met with people? I used to go to people's houses off these fucking things.
No way.
Oh, when I was like a teenager, there could be like a girl be like, yeah, my family went away to Cuba for the week. Do you and your friends want to come over? I live in Welland. And we're like, what? All right. Dude, this would happen every weekend. You'd end up on like AOL chat. You'd find someone local in an Ontario chat group and it'd just be like teenage girls you'd be at house parties. Next thing you know.
Jesus Christ. AOL is gone.
I hated my little cousin. She was such a fucking piece of shit that I gave away her address to her birthday party on her ICQ through the whole high school chat list. It was just like, directions. So then I showed
up. You doxed your fucking cousin.
Fucking right, I did. She's a bitch and she still is. So I fucking. You
still doxing her? What's her address?
I would if I knew where she lived. Fuck that.
Giving her the old deep doxing.
Suboxone demox. I lost it.
What?
I like the way that we move from boxing to doxing. Hey, welcome to Mirror Wanderers.
I love it. So I eat all these mushrooms and we go to this party. And the motherfucking, by the time I got there, there was already the cops had cleared this place out. There's everybody in the town. But
I'll get the late effects.
Chat rooms back in the day used to be deadly. Anybody get laid in a chat room? No.
No. No, I was old enough to go to bars when the internet.
Randy knows AOL and Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, but I mean, look at him. He's been an internet creep for a long time. See, exactly.
Speaking of internet creeps.
Yeah.
Donnie met up with Canyon. You know.
Yeah. Make sure we make that abundantly clear that was Donnie and not me.
Donnie,
All right. Don't be using my picture for that.
I got these balls.
God. I had to. It was just. I'm sorry, Mike had something good there, but I had to.
No, that was beautiful, man. That was gorgeous. Same sentiment, seriously.
I fixed my fuck up earlier. All right. So
you guys want to talk about the situation in Palestine, Israel, or what? No.
Oh God.
Look, can we do this though? Could I just send? I want to get back to calming you guys down about the legal issues in our life.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's not really any legal issues yet. Technically, I think we've squashed this shit.
What legal issues?
Yeah, I guess you guys didn't read my most recent text, huh? Oh, let me just send that.
Fuck's sakes.
Have a look at that after the show.
Did you hit send?
I did now.
I got my computer frozen. Fuck.
That was. Oh, yeah, that happened too. That was, you know what?
Oh, is it in the private chat? Wait a second. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's Tid. Let's discuss Brady swallowing. No.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that first. This is even bigger than that. Tid. Describe to us, as the listening audience.
So, do you guys up to anything tonight, or
is we're on the phone?
What?
We're on the phone.
What the fuck is going on?
We're on the phone with Brady, right, Tid?
Earlier today.
Well, earlier, I guess. Over several, over several conversations, we've heard that Brady has a special skill. Can you describe what that skill is to our viewers and listeners?
The ability to clear out mine shafts. Like a Jack Russell Terrier. Yeah.
Wait, what? What skill do I have? Explain.
You know what?
Elaborate.
That's fine.
No, I can suck up water up my butt and squirt it out like a super soaker.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, that's yet to be proven.
Oh.
Yes. However, we do have some proof.
That's right. Yes, wasn't it? He's a dick slurper? Dick,
yeah,
what
here's the
fuck
thing.
Are you talking about?
Our buddy Brady can actually...
Are you coming me out of the closet? I'm not even gay.
Like a turkey baster. It's like a turkey baster. So if you squeeze, okay, explain it to the people if I get this wrong, but like you squeeze the shaft and it pushes all the air out, and then you like a turkey baster, and then you release it and it sucks water back up through his narrow urethra.
Do you guys remember when I remade the Full House intro with all of us? That was fun. Remember that? That was on the Fake Off show. We used to do that show.
You remember him saying he has a narrow urethra?
No, I might have made that part up. I might have made the whole thing up. I don't know.
I love the detail. So, Brady, tell us all how you discovered that this was a possibility.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And goodbye. So, not only do we know this to be true, but we actually had a demonstration. True or false?
Well, I didn't want to say anything about it because, you know, not my place. And he didn't sign off on anything.
No, I don't give a shit. Did he ask us if we wanted to witness that?
It still has to be named.
Well, let's give it a name right now. Snuffleupagus.
Nope.
That
was my ex's name.
Jesus.
I miss Faye too. So does Mike.
Aw. I miss Faye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, anyway, Brady, congratulations on that special ability. I wish That's Incredible was still on TV.
Could we call it Wilching?
What the fuck?
Why would you call it wilching, dude?
Wilching, because it's like kind of like a felching thing in reverse with your willy. It's like a wilching.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Speaking of Faye, though, Faye is coming back behind the Patreon wall. That is something that we have talked about. We're going to put an epic Faye together. Patreon coming soon.
And look out for my mouth is dry.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. You were telling me about this. My mouth is dry. A new series from KJ coming. What are the plans?
KJ and Mike getting together and doing a little something something.
Yeah, it's just, you know, talking about, it's kind of philosophical, really.
Oh, who's Phil?
He's the executive producer.
Okay.
Philosophagus.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure you do.
I sure do. I don't want to brag.
That was Matt's favorite dinosaur.
I like Philosophagus.
Philosophagus. Mm-hmm. See, see how I do that for you, Mike.
I have the Philosophagus.
Oh, what is he doing? He's just on.
There you go.
Here we go.
There you go. It's coming. I don't think the spelling police are coming to bust your balls.
No, I've met some of the people who hang out around.
Name.
I hang out around this show with a bunch of these people. They don't know how to spell. Hey, Randy,
you see that? Mackie Most.
What?
The blue pill's kicking in. I love this time of night. This is why we switched the show from 8 until 9.
Okay, but let's do this. Let's break this down. I love this. Okay. Mackie Mouse turns 100, and Dazney lost.
Y'all called it
Disney. Loses legacy trademark to 100-year law. I like that it ends on the word law. But they had 100 years of use with that trademark. Can you imagine that? 100 years.
We're going to start a new show on here with Brady and his dick trick. Live action Wilching.
I like it. That's on behind the Patreon, by the way.
I agree, Randy.
It's like that show where they eat hot wings, except he sits there and like fills up and shoots at you.
Like a super soaker.
What the fuck?
It's called Spot Ones.
Oh my God. Like a fucking super soaker.
I like this idea more and more that we talk about it. I wasn't encouraging it. Now I am. Let's make a TV show to my kick.
Tiff will pay for that.
Yeah, well, hey. What? Patreon coming soon. Brady's kick.
What will she pay for? Our therapy after we watch this?
We'll have to come up with a flat rate because we won't make any money if she's paying by the inch.
Only her fans.
Only take enough out, Brady, so you could win, you know.
That's right. That's right. The Uncle Milty version.
This Uncle Slurpee.
Oh, Jesus.
That's Uncle, a good name for it.
Yeah. Uncle Slurpee.
Uncle Wilcher.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's horrible, man.
No, you know what's horrible is that you discovered that you could do this. I don't know. Like, where did the first water come from? When you're like, whoa, I got to try this. Where did that come from?
It was in the bathtub.
I think it was in the bathroom.
That's where bathtubs are. But I'm sure that it was in the bathtub and he was sitting there doing the fucking, there used to be a commercial, right? Squirt the animals. Whenever you take a bath, you can squirt the animals with the porpoise. They'll squirt. It'll make you laugh.
No, that's not.
They had the porpoise, right? And you'd fill it up with water and you'd squirt the other fucking animals. I'm telling you, it's a thing, right?
Is that how you guys get in the bath or do you do
squirt,
it?
Like squirt, squirt the animals. And then he was like, oh, I lost the porpoise up my fucking asshole because I sat on it. And so he used his dick to fucking squirt, squirt, squirt the animals.
Brady was too poor for squirt the animals, so he had to use his dick and squirt it at shit logs floating in the water.
All right. We got to change the title after the show's done called Brady's Dick. More Canadian freak shit. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But remember, you'll pay for that.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it does cross borders, that kind of behavior. I don't think, anyway.
Well, it's what keeps you from crossing borders.
Yeah.
It's that kind of behavior.
And a certain number of feet from schools, actually, too. Anyway, sorry. Brady, it would have been better if you didn't read the private chat now, don't you think?
That probably would have. I shouldn't call that out, eh?
Could have left that alone.
What was saying in the private chat again?
Pardon?
Oh, it says no.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, you guys didn't see the no?
Oh,
great. What, you're going to me too us now?
Wow.
Listen. All right.
Oh, unbelievable what we can ramble on about. That's so much better. Matt Grant, how have you been? What's been new in your life? How's wrestling going? Does anybody care about you yet?
No, nobody really gives a fuck.
Why? Dude, no, I like everything
true.
You do.
That's not true. I like that shirt that you got. Who's that?
Who's that?
What's that?
Yeah. What's this?
What is
it? Yeah. What's the shirt say? Who is it?
Sure, who's that?
It's a wrestling shirt.
Who's?
Of who? Of what?
It's Judgment Day.
Who? Oh, okay. Money on that?
Okay. I was genuinely asking because I don't know.
Oh, okay. I wasn't too sure.
Okay.
You're a genuine Alaskan?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Hey, have you guys ever seen a Jamaican? Oh,
I'm like a wild rabbit in the woods.
It's an Alaskan that is on the Olympic gymnastic team.
What's that?
A Jamaican.
What's that?
I just explained it.
That's what this. Explain it again.
That's what a Jamaican is.
I'm asking me.
No, I'm just telling you.
Thanks, Matt. I think that deserves a bit more. Jasking me.
Thanks, Matt. Buddy.
That was the worst setup ever.
See what happens when we don't plan a show? The same thing that happens when we do.
The worst setup ever.
Hey, I got a joke. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, please.
A buddy of mine was telling me the other day, he's so colorblind that to him, apples are yellow. And I was like, wow, that's bananas. Matt,
you're next.
Go, Matt. Don't let that air.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, buddy?
Tattoos.
Tattoos who?
That's only funny to you, Matt.
Did you get a new tattoo yet, Matt? Did you get another fish?
Yeah, he got two too many.
Did you get another fish? Or what was it? Oh, your cat.
You're going to get a kitten on your neck?
Cat. Yeah, you get a fish for the cat. Like Jason.
Right here? Or should you get like a giant fish?
You should get a fish.
Dude, you should get a Jesus fish. You know, one of those old school fucking just the outline, the Jesus fish, and inside of it says neck.
I like it.
What should he get on his face, Mike?
I'll take this.
It identifies what the part is, but also it's got. I think what you should do is get a face tattoo with like a cat paw right up on your cheek, like the cat's grabbing you on the face, and a little scratch in there. That'd be a good one, no?
That'd be good for your wrestling career. You'd definitely you'd be noticed. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have guys like this asking you.
I've never heard of these. Have you seen these names, Matt Grant?
I know him. I know him. I keep him in a box under my desk some days. You know, there is a lot of action out there on the Matt Instagram.
Matt, you live directly in the ghetto, don't you?
I do. I'm leaving that on just for you guys.
Dude, the paddy wagons.
I swear to God, I thought that was a Lupin playing in the next room in Spanish. Lupin. He's policia. Look out. You guys can't hear that, huh?
Yeah, Matt's door is going to get kicked in a second.
I hope so.
For probably.
He lives in the ghetto for clout. You know that, right? He can afford to not live there, but he lives in the ghetto for clout because he thinks it makes him street.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not mad at
this. It's hard.
It does.
Matt should get a tattoo of Brady's face on his face, full size.
I like that idea.
I don't think that's the worst idea.
Full size.
But not a face, but the like a side profile.
And says, Mike, you should buy a boat.
Who said
How about
that?
Those Australian
longer? Wait. Who said I should buy a boat?
Your buddy. Randy Charpentin.
Mike should buy a boat. Well, all right.
Go tomorrow and buy a boat, Mike.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Randy. It's like you have some knowledge about me needing a boat that I don't know yet. Thank you.
But he followed up with,
how about those Australian lawn dart teams? I mean,
I think he means Austrian.
He may not. It might be a world league. Who knows? Who fucking knows these days? Don't judge.
That is so true. You know what? I tend to judge about these lawn dart tournaments like, oh, Canada's the only one in the game in Austria. But no, I'm sure there's others. Look, guys,
you think you could have more than one? You could have more than one with the same name? is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Like, what do you mean? Lawn dart tournaments?
Yeah.
No, there really is only one. It's here in Canada. I'll be right back, okay?
Matt, can we have an update on what's going on inside of your house?
Well, I don't hear any more sirens, so either somebody got shot or I don't know.
So they leave once the person gets killed?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you walk over them on your way to work each morning?
Yeah, pretty much.
You literally kind of live in a war zone right now, eh? What's going on with your city? You don't have to out yourself of where you live, but what's going on with your city? It's in turmoil, it looks like.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic. Everywhere you look, there's tents set up, pretty much at this point.
So now that
you're a rap career.
Yeah, you're in San Francisco, basically.
You should get a neck tattoo and start a rap career. And I already got your name.
Oh, shit. What is it? Tid makes the best names. He trademarks the best shit, dude.
You ready?
All right, here we go.
Lil Relevance.
That's not the worst rap name I've ever heard, actually. Like, especially from Matt?
Lil Relevance.
Lil Relevance.
But people will be like, yo, you're very of Lil Relevance. No. I'm Lil Relevance. You got to hit that pause in the middle. Explain to people what's up, Lil Relevance.
Mike, you know how to rap. Matt, do you know how to rap? You know how to rap? Do you know?
Yeah.
Mike, can you show Matt how to rap?
Well, if you're looking for me, I'm probably in Metropolis. I do this for the love, so this is non-profit shit. I'm bored walking, so this is not. I don't know. I got nothing. Matt, take the vibe and go, using Lil Relevance as your base.
Hit it.
Wow. You ruled in promo class, huh?
Wait a second.
Something you learned before you hit the road?
So Brady said to me, Matt, here's how it goes. Brady said to me, Mike, can you rap? And I am a 50-year-old white guy.
Canada, what?
And I was able to instantly go, and that's what we're expecting.
That's what he's fucking lying about.
What?
It's what he's lying about. He ain't 50.
Four.
He was 50. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. I'm in my 50. You're right, man. Fuck, I'm sorry. I also have dementia. And I was like there with a rap still, even though I don't know how to rap. Matt, what we need you to do is react, okay, buddy?
The so comments here we go. Are coming in our ear.
Matt, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count you down from three, and you're going to just start rapping if you don't mind, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, one more time.
Please, Matt, yo, and he's back, yo, and he's wiggity, 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 whack, yo.
You see? He's down with OPP. Matt, we need you to be down with OPP.
Yeah, sometimes in your pants.
You know me?
When you get to be Mike's age.
A little bit.
Because you think you shook it all out, and then you tuck it back in, and then all of a sudden,
shut up,
a little bit comes fucking running out the end.
Dude, you're 3 years older than me, so shut
that up. You don't know what you're fucking saying. Look at okay, let's compare hairlines. Who's older? Who's going to believe who?
I don't know. You know what I see in your hairline? A lot of scars, stupid. Shut up.
And Brian, you know what I see? You know what? You know where your scars are. You know where your scars are.
Yeah.
Fucking inner thigh like a pretty girl.
You emotional fuck. Uncle Emo.
My goodness.
Randy says, I'm the R to the A to the N to the D. You know I got more game than Nintendo.
That doesn't rhyme, bro.
Oh, shit,
I like
dude.
I like it a lot.
Wow.
Randy said he's gonna go orca tipping. Peace out, slices. Yeet.
Yeet.
That's yeet. A thing that
you're a good boy.
Yeah.
And a quick question. How's your place smelling there, Brady? Whoa.
I'm just gonna do the Matt Grant, sorry.
Oh wow! There you
everybody,
go.
Let's.
Hey, have you gone down, Mike, to pick some up yet?
No, I have not. But I hear come that on I over. May. What?
Come on over and get some harvest. Blue moon here in the big party.
Man, I love country. I love country music.
I never heard anything different than what I just fucking said right there. That's all I hear about country shit.
He takes here's the thing about Brady. He takes the O out of country.
He does, really. He does. And he puts the C back in.
Wait, hold on a second. Rewind and look over here. Were you trying to do the math and spell that in your head for a second there, Matt? You were.
Yeah,
you were
looking did. Up. He sounded
you were
it
looking
out.
Up. You were looking it up, and you were like,
"Hey, man, country has a 100%.
Were you? 100%. You were. Were you gonna try to fucking spell check me on this, you motherfucker?
I tell you what.
Holy fuck!
I want to see you on Wheel of Fortune, retard.
You piece of shit. You were gonna. You were like, what happened if it was wrong? Were you gonna say something, or were you just gonna live there with that fuck? Bro. You were just gonna live there with that knowledge,
yeah,
the rest of your fucking life. Okay. You weren't gonna say a fucking thing, huh?
First 100%. Round. First round of password. You just slap Matt. You just get up and fucking slap him.
Don't let him talk. That's the new thing. Slap word.
Country?
It's like password and slap fighting all at the same fucking time.
Hey, that's up there with I had an idea a couple weeks ago. Skeet golf, where like
that is way different, bro.
No, it's so similar. No, Tid, it's really similar because it's
like no, explain this. Let me hear you out.
Hold on, it's a hybrid, right, of two sports. So what happens is it's
what's the first sport? What's the first sport?
The first sport is paintball.
Okay, I thought it was coming.
Okay, like and skeet, then the
skeet.
Second what?
Skeet skeet. I thought it was skeet skeet, not skeet like shooting. I thought it was skeet skeet. So I gotta be specific.
You thought it was what?
I think
you
we should.
It was what, Brady? You thought it was what? Do that again.
I thought it was skeet skeet.
Wow!
Didn't get me. You already got me enough. I ain't setting it up. Matt here fucking look like Earthworm Jim. We can pick on him.
Matt, imagine we're at the tee, okay, and we're gonna play a game of best ball. And whoever hits the ball the shortest, whoever hits it the furthest, that's where we're gonna hit the ball. Whoever hits it the shortest has to run immediately because they're gonna get shot with paintballs, and they've got until they get to their ball. To dodge paintballs. What do you think, guys? You want to
play? I don't hate this.
Wait, you got to do what?
So it's game of golf. It's a best ball game. So whoever hits the furthest off the tee, that's the ball we're using. But whoever hits the shortest ball, the shortest distance, well, they have to instantly drop their clubs and run to their ball while the rest of us mask up and start firing at them with paintballs.
What's the time limit that they have, like from the point till they get to their ball, and then
they get to their ball, then hopefully we stop shooting
with carts.
Oh no, he has to run to the fucking ball. Yeah, dude.
No, the shooters we have carts.
Like every
that's not a half bad idea. I think we could add that in.
Yeah.
That's
what
a good
you could
rule
do is have you just have a driver and whoever else is playing just hangs off like old mafia style 1930s. Nope. Like I'm gonna shoot you, Shane. Get your fucking balls, huh?
As soon as the last ball is hit, you better fucking run to your ball because we'll shoot you at point blank. You better run.
Well, good thing now, I always hit hole in ones.
Can I throw in just because you cannot really go after a completely defenseless animal?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it, Donnie. We got one at Matt's place.
Yeah, I'm good at this naming shit, Donnie. Don't worry about it. I got this. So what if when they get there, the person, the hunted,
yeah,
right, has one opportunity to strike one ball back at one of the people coming. There's two carts.
Okay, so take
there's your two carts coming, but they've got one shot.
Jesus.
And they love to kind of defend themselves, maybe like Wonder Woman against paintballs. I love this idea.
I do. Yeah, no, but in all seriousness, I think Donnie does bring up a good point here. What ghetto golf course is going to let you bring a paintball gun onto the green? Now, a sponsor.
Who's walking in with their paintball gun outside their bag?
You've obviously never been to some of the tournaments I've been to.
I played a golf course this summer where there was people in lawn chairs sitting on a hole drinking beers. And I thought, wow, that's why this was $25.
Yeah. I watched somebody through a rainstorm get towed behind their golf cart through the green while half a tree was sticking through the windshield of their golf cart.
Jesus, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking Canadians.
Yeah, they got in trouble for that one. So the one guy gets kicked off the golf course. The
most Canadian thing ever.
He gets kicked off the golf course and he's you know on his way out, but it wasn't time to leave because his ride wasn't there yet. So he went to his buddy's truck and changed shirts and came back in for dinner.
Can I guess what city?
I know the stairway.
I want to say Cambridge because Cambridge has so many golf courses, but I'm going to say Brantford just because.
Close enough.
Yeah. I made that look easy. That's not easy.
There's a couple of dead giveaways.
There was a couple things in there that if you're from Cambridge or Brantford or the surrounding Kitchener area, the Guelph, you know exactly.
Hey, when you changed, did you change into a wife beater or was it an actual t-shirt? Let's go back in.
No, it was a regular golf shirt.
Okay.
It's my brother-in-law's truck. No.
This is where you know this is going to end up in court, all of it.
I love it.
Wow. I like it better than s'mores. What are you saying, Matt? How you been, buddy? So what's going on with wrestling? Seriously. You're champion and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, he is? Sorry.
Mike! Fuck! Holy shit, dude! Holy... I thought he was... Holy shit! Oh my god.
Oh, sometimes there's layers to a bit. Wow.
Ooh. Oh well.
Donnie once watched me obliterate one of our own teammates in paintball after he yelled, "Did cover me."
Oh, sorry.
I mean that has happened.
Somebody said to cover me and you thought, okay, with paint, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah. So and these one nights, so myself, this buddy of mine, Jay, and this other buddy of mine who will go unnamed. The three of us used to go to this place called Sergeant Splatters.
Oh yeah.
Very well known.
By the way, we should do that as a group.
Okay, so we used to go to Sergeant Splatters, and I don't know, I haven't been there in years, so I'm not sure what it's like, but it used to be like, you know, course through the middle, and then at the one end was the speedball range.
Yep.
Which the speedball range was just two cars in a wide open space.
Yeah.
And it was like this capture the flag fucking thing, right? Mm-hmm. Wednesday nights used to be like newbie night.
Okay.
So you couldn't have your fucking guns and stuff turned all the fucking way up or
no teams.
You know what I mean? No, you could do teams.
Yeah.
So these newbies would come in, and myself, Jay, and his cousin would challenge these groups of kids of like, 10 or 12 of them at a time, and we'd play against them shirtless. We'd offer to play them shirtless.
Holy shit.
In speedball only.
And just light them up.
Light them up.
Yeah. Did you ever play, there's a big game where like there's 750 people on each side outside in Wasaga Beach, just north of Toronto here. And to get eliminated, you have to take a headshot.
Oh, it's called Rabbit.
Oh my God! You're just
Rabbit. Yeah, you get this game you play called Rabbit. The only way one person is the rabbit. The only way you can kill a rabbit is with a goggle shot. It has to be a fucking goggle shot. The rabbit can kill you with any kind of shot.
Yeah.
What's the worst paintball shot you've ever had? Actually, now that we're on the topic, I've got two of them that were really rough, but one that was brutal.
Where'd you get yours?
in the fucking mouth and had a tooth chipped out.
Yeah, that happens,
like,
man.
Like full, straight up fucking right in the face.
Did you suck his dick after he took a gun out of your mouth,
Totally did. Totally did. I had to give
him first thing is, you taste the paint before you realize you lost the tooth, right? You're like, oh, God.
I was knocked out. I ran around the corner and the guy was right there.
My kid, I used to take my kid to paintball with like six of his buddies. And I'd be paying and I'd come out and they'd be like, oh, Dad, you're on the other team. So now all they did was shoot at me, six guys chasing me around. So one time I was trying to get up on a building, Sergeant Splatters, trying to get up on one of the buildings. And I leaped up, jumped up. And I was like kicking, you know, that thing where you're kicking your legs to try and get up. And I'm kicking my legs. And all I remember them being like, doom, 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 doom. And you're just
taking it.
Crotch. Yeah.
Okay. Eric Reed says, I like to smell the fear on him and use a paintbrush instead.
Eric?
That is fucking prolifically psychotic.
Evil. That's evil. Just in time for Halloween. Damn it.
Anybody?
Tiff says she ate mushrooms with about 20 other college kids and rode in the back of a U-Haul into the woods of North Idaho, one of the craziest days of her life. That was the makings of a horror movie.
Yeah. Also, I want to party with Tiff. Anybody else?
Right.
I kind of want to party with Randy.
I was once taken by a golf cart to a U-Haul truck orgy. True story.
I thought he was going to bed.
You know what's fucked up? That actually is a real story. He told me this story a while ago.
Tid used to crank his gun to the fucking limit. Why am I?
Hey, I still crank my gun to the fucking limit. Heyo.
And by the way, he can suck water up into it too if he wants to.
Like a fucking elephant's trunk.
Buddy, Super Soaker 1200.
1200?
PSI is my kick.
Here's my theory. He's got such a hang low that he discovered this sitting on the toilet having a sit down.
Almost.
Is that how this happened, Brady?
Go close. It's not that I'm big. I'm just really short.
Wait, what?
Girthy. It's not that I'm big. I'm just really short.
But it's got to be
in height
big to hit the water.
Not when your legs are the same length.
Yeah, he has a squatty potty.
I didn't know you had toilets, you people.
Like, think of like if
he
like,
actually got it because he has a bidet and he was sitting on it backwards.
Oh, it went
right up his urethra.
That's why you don't do the reverse cowboy having a poo.
No, you can't do the reverse cowboy on a bidet.
When I was a little kid, I actually used to go to.
My God,
I used to go to. The same cousin that I doxed. Wow, that's weird that just came back up. But her parents had a bidet. And I would stand over top of it and just let it tickle my balls.
Matt, have you ever used a bidet?
I have.
You let it tickle your balls?
No.
A little bit.
No.
No.
You've never let a bidet tickle your balls?
No, I've never sat on a bidet. I've seen
what
them.
Is wrong with you?
I've been amused. I don't know. It looks like medical apparatus, man.
Every house I live in, I'm like, I just need to install one of those so badly. Just warm spritzy water on your butt. You don't think that'd be great every time you took a shit?
I guess. Do you soap it up? Do you add soap? Is there soap nearby? Like,
and
water creating gravy in your ass?
No.
We would hope that your dietary fucking choice would make sure that you weren't, creating fucking lumpy stew.
Mike, you gotta stop eating all those fucking tortillas, dude.
No.
Less flour, more corn.
Racist. And also.
No, I mean, literally, I eat fucking tortillas and I shit myself. That's what Taco Bell is. Shit.
Yeah. Stop with the refried beans, Mike.
Okay. That's...
Does that say Biden kisses? Oh, bite it kisses. Oh,
no, bidet. Big. You ain't living until you felt sweet bidet kisses. No.
That's how you spell bidet?
No, that's how you spell Biden. He fucked up.
No, that's not. That's bidet.
No, he's a Democrat.
No. He's a Viking.
Crap.
Eric Reed.
Democrat. Hate the show.
You need a third party to step in and judge. I told you, Brandon.
I mean.
Yeah, okay. Can we talk about what the fuck is going on?
I mean.
Dude, now you're the only American here.
Am I? Yes.
What is wrong with your old country?
Not even American, Native American, and how?
It's not. American
say to their horses.
Native American. Thank you. Come again.
Fuck.
Of course, it's Native American and how?
Not Native American and bigger than go.
Don't check the group messenger. Randy sent us a paintball cherry pop.
Jesus.
A paintball?
Randolph Charpentier.
Sounds like
I don't know what that means. Can somebody explain what that means to me?
Paintball? No. Paintball involves, I'm sure, like a stiletto heel and a gentleman named Tiffany.
And a thin urethra.
Wow, that's like a crazy menu. That sounds like what we're going to get up to next week, right, Matt?
I'd pay $20. I'm just
saying. At our sleepover.
Okay, Matt. Are you guys doing sleepover camp?
Yeah.
Matt, rap for us, or you're not on the show next week. 3, 2, 1. His name is Matt, and he raps for the hell of it. God damn it, his name's Little Relevance. Come on, Matt.
What,
take it.
Matt? You can do this, dude. Everyone's
rapped now.
It's the new karaoke, Matt.
Hey, yo, it's Matt. I have a cat.
Keep going. All right, I've had enough of that.
Wow, that was a tough way for Matt to go, but it had to happen.
Matt, come on, kid. Come on, you got it in you, buddy. You got it in you. I believe in you, buddy. He's a grimy little nerd, though. Fuck what they heard, though. Matt is graphic 16. Come on, Matt.
Let's come on, you could do it.
Do you think?
No.
Oh, he actually left. I figured he was.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad to have him back, though.
Yeah.
He contributed a lot.
It was nice to see Matt. He's a good boy. And by the way, him on Instagram. Where can people do that?
Matthew Grant, first A is a 4.
Mafourthew.
Yes. Follow him on all socials at Matthew Grant.
You know what? Let's put it up. That's
A is a 4.
I'm telling you, Lil Relevance. That's a fucking great rap name.
It is a really good name. If anybody's watching this and you need a rap name, Tid just gave you something you could trademark and people will use for 20 years without asking, make millions of dollars on it. And then when they figure out that you do own it, they'll come back and say, hey, can we use that? Can we own that? Can you be a little bitch and go hide?
Well,
I think I got, did I? We'll
allegedly.
Did I do that right, guys? No.
That's,
you know that's, what? Follow that guy. He'll tell you how to find Matt.
Yeah, I'm sure people mix it up all the time. He'll know.
Yeah.
Tid.
Sure. I mean, right here. Every single time that we plan or do not plan to do one of these things, I'll be here on the Marijuanders. Also, my channel. Please go like, subscribe at TIDTALK on YouTube. On Twitter, it's at NotoriousTID. On Instagram, it's at NotoriousTID. On Godfather's Podcasting, almost each and every Thursday, hopefully, God willing, the crick don't rise, actually means that we will have an episode tomorrow.
Nice.
So that will be going up on tomorrow night. It won't be live. It will be going up either tomorrow night or Friday. Check it all out over on the SNME Network, along with all of the shows they've got going on over there. And,
Randy's actually got a really good show over there called Draw Straws Raw every Tuesday morning. It is one of the funniest shows about wrestling I've ever heard. It's actually really, really good. It's really good.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And Randy's on it. So
Randy and Eric Blondone, Eric B, the Raw Dog.
He's a funny dude. If you think his words are funny to read, you should hear him say them. Wow. It's like riveting.
I love that shit when shit's riveting and it's funny at the same time.
Well, it's more like riveting into a steel fucking panel.
Thank you to everybody who subscribed lately. I noticed that our little drive to do so has helped us. And
we should do a subathon one night. We'll just stay on all night long.
What a great idea.
we'll get some.
Let's do it now.
Yeah. No, not now. It'll have to be on because,
like, you seize the moment when it's a good idea. So let's just keep going.
Well, sometimes you have to wait 26 years for that moment to come back.
Actually, if you want to do it, Mike, when after the credits roll, myself and Tid will leave, and you can just stay here. And
do it in shifts.
I'm going to do it.
Do the whole thing.
And I'll meet you. I'll be back at 3 a.m.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'll check in at 6.
Okay.
Okay. Do you guys want to do credits and we can start it like that?
Well, we're starting our subathon. So subscribe, right. Get a friend to subscribe. And when we get to 1 million subscribers, we will stop.
Okay.
Let everybody just dance. Let everybody just dance. Come on. Let everybody just dance.
Somebody make some noise in his joint.
Okay, so here we go. We're starting off our subathon. A really good idea by Tid from the show. Hi, I'm Mike.